It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Some of the people stuck in the Gaza Strip may find relief in Israel. Hundreds of Palestinians have been trying to flee there ever since Hamas seized control. And Israel's defense minister says some unspecified number of humanitarian cases can cross the border. Presumably, they're Palestinians in need of medical treatment. Israel is also letting food shipments into Gaza.
Days after it happened, we're still absorbing how Palestinian areas suddenly split in two. The Islamist group Hamas holds one area, while Fatah holds another. So we've called Palestinian journalist Daoud Kutab, who's in Ramallah in the West Bank. He's director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University and a columnist for several newspapers. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So we've got two separate areas here. Why is Hamas stronger in one and Fatah in the other?
Well, Hamas was established in Gaza. It started in very poor areas of Gaza, and it, like many radical groups, it thrives on poverty and areas where people have illiteracy. And
does Gaza then have more poverty than the West Bank does?
Gaza, by far, is much poorer than the West Bank. It has really very little natural resources. Its population is much bigger than its size because 60% of its population today are Palestinian refugees from what is now the state of Israel. They all refuged to Gaza, and they were stuck there since 48 and 67.
Well, how was Hamas able to defeat Fatah so easily in recent days when Fatah was at least formally in control of those areas and had been for years?
There's different reasons. Not only is Hamas popular, but they worked both as an underground group as well as after winning the parliamentary elections above ground by establishing what is called the executive force.
Okay, so we know why Hamas is strong in Gaza. This is the area where they were founded. We have many people in poverty who find their agenda appealing. What's the source of Fatah's strength in the West Bank?
Well, first of all, the strength of the West Bank is not just Fatah. It's what we call the national forces, the PLO groups, which represents Fatah and many independents. I would say the true story is that Hamas is weak in the West Bank, not that Fatah alone is strong. And in the West Bank, you only have 10% refugees, 90% are local residents. So the family economy is based on land or on services and industry. And so the economy is much better. People are often much more educated and have better and multiple sources of income. They are a bit more secular, not as much fundamentalist as in Gaza. So all these things favor a more enlightened, open society as the West Bank is.
Are people where you are seeing a way for these two sides to reconcile?
Yes, I think people do feel that there is possibilities of reconciliation, but clearly what people think happened is that Hamas won in a fluke elections. They have done nothing to really use democratic instruments to continue in power. For example, they have not legislated any new laws. Their members of parliament did not make a single request questioning the government, even when there was cabinet ministers from other parties. So they seem to have used the elections to get to power and not willing to give up the power. And it seems that Hamas didn't have the patience to follow through and gain full power using democratic means, and they tried to kind of revolt against that, even though they had the prime ministry in many sources of power already.
But how could the two sides reconcile?
Well, obviously, right now there isn't much chance because Hamas has requested talks and Fatah has refused. And as long as the people in Gaza refuse to recognize the new emergency government and refuse to give up the security offices that they took over, it will not happen very quickly. But I think soon it will be clear that they cannot rule and govern without the help of their fellow brothers in the West Bank and the Arab and international community.
Daoud Kutab, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.
He's director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University in Ramallah. He's also a columnist for several newspapers, including the Jerusalem Post and the Jordan Times.